Focus on the result, not appearance or labels. When you are young, it is profoundly important to learn about artists, adventurers, philosophers, and great beings, but also to understand that appearances are misleading and that growing up requires constant learning and effort. Just because someone looks like an adult does not mean that they are an adult yet. As we grow, we must move past labels and value results above all else. I used to call it the sum of all intent across a person's history, but I think perhaps the word results captures it better. This is not about drawing divisions or belittling adults who get tricked into working all their lives. This is about reminding ourselves that we must continue learning and creating. Being an adult is not about being older, it's about being wiser. Life experience greatly accelerates the ability to learn, as a person has Velcro experiences that they can attach new information to. Spending a year listening to narrated books may be all that is required to go from feeling trapped or feeling like the world is just noisy and confusing to actually having a good grasp and seeing where everything should fit and how people who want shortcuts nudge everything around to make their own lives easier. This is also about safety. We have to explain to young people that just because someone looks wise, it does not mean that they are. We must teach to judge adults by content of their character, by their wisdom, and by how they rose from their mistakes. To focus on results, not on who they say they are. This is as important in life as it is in politics. Image is simply not enough. For example, working for others, designing their software, was a lot of overwork and a lot of stress. This ended in me driving to a distant hospital with blood clots in my lung. This is what I mean by the word result. I got what I deserved. As I began my second chance, I once noticed paramedics by a nearby highway. It was an old car. He had time to pull aside to protect others. The paramedics who were covering the body looked at me on my bicycle from some distance, and somehow we just kind of understood the right from the wrong. Work does not set you free, and overwork will kill you. And not in an abstract way. This is not wisdom. This is a warning. You die on the highway. From obesity, from cigarettes, from stress, from heart attack, from not sleeping enough. You just don't make it. You're not supposed to overwork. You're supposed to work a little bit towards a happy goal, a meaningful goal. This is why we must help young people understand that artist, adventurer, philosopher, and great being are not just labels, but stages in life. Stages that will keep their minds healthy and safe. You see, those are not personalities. A universe without those words and without those stages for children would be a terrible place indeed. And it makes for a fine attack on any civilization to trick children into believing that they are not good enough to become any of those, or that philosophy is unnecessary or even laughable. But, as you can clearly imagine, an artist without results, without works of art to display, is in big trouble. It means a young person is stuck and hurt and unable to think, and without achieving or thinking, they simply cannot and will not grow. An adult without results is not a fraud, but they are just as unwell. I don't know what I had when I was driving to the hospital with blood clots in my lung, but it wasn't very much. It wasn't anything I could really vocalize. Now, allow me to show you results. Let me speak somewhat confusingly and with some buzzwords about my bodybuilding technique and my programming efforts to show you what an adult should be able to display, what it sounds like. In my programming, as in life, I began following the main trends and ended up being able to work for a company. But when it came to making desktop applications that I could sell on my own, languages like Perl, ASP, and PHP, or SQL databases and web pages were no good. Even ActionScript and Visual Basic, which I enjoyed, and Java, which is neat but seemingly useless, did not help me much for cross-platform compatibility, for long-term dreaming, and power. Moreover, being a single developer, I had to abandon the idea of multiple languages and closed platforms. I could not rely on languages that could be cancelled, and I needed libraries that I could reuse without modification, both on the server and in the web browser, and even web browser add-ons or a database. Slowly, I moved towards Node.js for server work and Electron.js for desktop, which actually includes Node.js too. I rewired my brain for JavaScript, of which I think of as ECMAScript. And I privately see as my dreams of Perl, the language that was most beautiful to me. The result is pretty wild. Today, the AI makes apps for me that run live in the chat that I completely understand through and through, and I can in fact make better. And I have an XML parser, which combined with a solid and tested grasp on tagged template literals, will give me a simple language that uses signals. It has been done before, but not so respectfully towards the browser, and not so simply that the AI does not need instructions to understand it. This is a side project, but its power is greatly underestimated. It gives me the ability to use SVG graphics with components that automatically update when data changes and that can be generated by the AI. The result is easy to generate AI applications with minimal code that I can put almost directly into Firefox add-ons, especially DevTools, and make programming for programmers simpler. A developer tool is not an app, it is oxygen. When done correctly, it is critical and vital and actually worth paying for. Because programming is confusing, because there are deadlines and to-do lists, and a tool that actually helps makes a world of difference. Actually, processing credit cards on the internet is trouble. It's somewhat a bit of a responsibility that no one should take lightly. But selling developer tools for hardcore programmers, and especially for those who are new to programming, as in giving them the ability to create programs through visual programming languages, you know, is worth my while. I can put up with all the billing nonsense just to be able to share my tools that really change people's lives. Oh yes. As to the difference between the label and the result, this is not something a child can do very well, because it does take 20 solid years to explore, understand, and most importantly for me, master the language, the technologies, the flows, the visions, the side projects, and ideas like perhaps actors and conduits, event emitters and signals. It takes time to ease into it, to appreciate it, to learn to love it and master it. Years will pass as you are having good fun learning. So programming big is kind of a thing of adulthood, an investment of years, and now with AI, I am completely speechless. All my tangents closed. All my curiosities satisfied. All my side quests complete. I feel healthy, relaxed, and for the love of goodness, I am cheat code level overpowered. It's not something I ever wanted, but I'll take it. I find artificial intelligence to be fascinating. Whether you get a boost from some technology or do it yourself, don't start your software empire hoping to win, because that's just a lot of stress and overwork. Win first, learn your lessons and become a master, and then go into battle. It's much more fun this way. And now, allow me to do some jibber-jabbering about my bodybuilding, an extension of finally conquering my obesity and becoming healthy, not just fit, but guaranteed to stay that way this time. I started by seeking evidence of muscle growth, so I began looking at the results that I knew I could trust, and slowly jogging, while heavy, revealed my calves as the source of understanding of bodybuilding. So it is a weight you can carry for extended durations with as little stopping as possible. I also approached bodybuilding with a silly, childlike misunderstanding, because when I was a baby, I just kind of assumed that Conan's Wheel of Pain is how it is done. That silly idea only pushed me towards duration over weight, expanding my workouts to 1 and then 2 hours for 7 days. I now do 3 hours for 5 days. It just seems like it is good to have 2 days to heal. But I will not be moving to higher weights. I like what I see, and I actually have large muscles that I don't want to make larger. I would like more definition rather than bigger muscles. So I've done so well that I'm going to hang up the heavier weights and stick to more of a aerobic fitness, hopping around and stretching exercise. Initially, as everyone else, I grew muscles, but then they stopped growing. My body handled the challenge of a crappy workout and stopped adapting. It was not possible for me to lift heavier weights. I maxed myself out. So I went to the beginning of the rack. I tried to lift non-stop for an hour. People thought it was strange, but you really have to start in the beginning. 3-pound weights won't give you big biceps, but they will help you stretch so that you don't get back pain, and so that you can explore the idea, and so that you can figure out how you don't have to bend over all the way down to the floor to pick up the weights. So, it is a training weight for figuring out how to do things right. There's nothing wrong with lifting 3 pounds. Take 3 pounds in each hand for your jogging, and you will give yourself an additional full body workout on top of your jog. Dumbbells or something else. Nothing to laugh about. But because of my back pain, I needed the dumbbells by my side. I was not able to pick them off the ground, so I took one of the stupid benches that force everyone to sit, rotated it sideways so I could align my dumbbells right, and put my dumbbells on it. Now, I was able to put the dumbbells down for just a second or two and quickly pick them up again and continue pushing to lift more frequently. Being able to pick the dumbbells up and put them down taught me a pretty wild lesson about the zone. Apparently, bodybuilders refer to the zone as flow and they completely rely on it. Today, I just call it focus, and I try to avoid people that stare at me inappropriately, people who wear perfume, loudspeakers overhead with gym music, and I actually push myself further into the flow and focus by moving to the beats of music. Get into that initial focus zone, start moving to music, and you enter a dance trance. It's an incredible thing. I get so comfy that my 3-hour workouts feel like 15 minutes, and I even do a solid 10 minutes of programming in my imagination. I just close my eyes, visualize the heck I'm working on, and make something really nice out of it. Then, before I know it, it's time to go. As you can imagine, putting your body under 3 hours of progressively heavier weights 5 days a week builds the muscle. It burns the fat, grants frightening flexibility, and without any threat of injury. Because I'm basically still in the 15 pounds per hand zone. I try lots of little experiments and I pay attention to the results. I changed my music genre to control movement speed. I tried slow and heavy, which was questionable, and found 20 pounds per hand non-stop for 3 hours kind of dangerous, though 17 and a half seems all right, which would indicate that I have not yet adapted to heavier weights. I have to continue waiting and testing. I tried trail mix, discovering peanuts and dried fruit to be a source of incredible power, but I still have to burn some fat. I use an energy electrolyte drink mix with cola amount of caffeine, but I avoid citric acid, so I flavor my drink with root beer. Without the electrolyte drink mix, I would get back pain, and I keep on the low as not to have too much of any of it in my system. Because salt does seem suspicious, but you do need some of it. So I just kind of wait until my back feels weird, and overall pay attention not to use too much of the electrolyte drink mix. Each time I add something, I try to see if there are results. I really do pay attention to it. I slowed down my music once too much, and I seem to have stopped making fast progress. Believe you me, I went right back to dance music and lighter dumbbells. And sure as heck, not only this gave me larger muscles, but also diminished my sides. I am becoming movie star-shaped. But I also care about my flexibility, which is quite invisible to anybody who notices my progress. It has been years since I needed to put my dumbbells on a bench, but I still want more flexibility. And I still remember the moment when I realized, whoa, I don't need a bench, I can just bend down and pick them off the ground. That was quite a triumph for me. Stretching to me seems like a pretty crazy idea, so I avoid it completely. To give myself more flexibility, I dance. So I warm up my body and slowly try bigger and bigger moves. And I flex more and I turn more. And my flexibility is realistically improving daily. It is very interesting. I can practically curl up into a ball. It's just ridiculous to me. And also, the muscles on the human body are arranged in very precise ways. They don't get in your way like fat does. I do not think of myself as a large bodybuilder, and I use the word bodybuilder as a shortcut. I am not part of that community. And I am aware that muscles atrophy. So for my needs, muscle isolation exercises are a waste of time, and they need a lot of effort and a lot of time. It seems like it's not a very good idea. My dancing, however, is all about building a lifelong workout routine that I can perform anywhere. I can totally imagine people tossing a coin into my cowboy hat during a workout in my 80s. I can do dancing with dumbbells well. That's just going to stay with me for life. You know, when you really think about it, dancing was invented for warriors. It's used for entertainment, but the tail end result is fitness. So it's a way to stay healthy. It's medicine. My sum total bodybuilding result is the result of me seeking little results along the way. And I think that's how everyone does it. Always check if what you are doing is producing results. Don't do the same thing over and over again and expect a different outcome. Compare that to sets and reps, which are kind of a label because you say, yeah, I went to the gym, I did my sets and $150 or something. But as so many of us painfully learn, they produce no results beyond that initial one. We grow muscles because we go from sedentary lifestyle to doing something, even when that is done incorrectly. It's very sad for me to see that people go through the effort of going to the gym, but expect different results from doing the same thing without checking for results. I came up with a short little instruction set, but even so, the few people that I did mention it to did not seem to be affected by it.
Lift light, but not so light that you can lift more. And never so heavy that you are forced to stop during that hour-long workout.
I tell some people looking for a backbone or quick results about interval timers, always aiming to note that the aim of an interval timer is not to establish a stable routine, but to eliminate the rest period slowly over time, just like joggers do it. In closing, you can see that labels only point the way, bodybuilder, programmer. And it is the results that matter. Programming brings me joy and confidence like nothing else. And bodybuilding made me healthy. I am fit as heck, and my face also changed. I don't know if I can say that I've never seen my face because I've always had a pudgy one. I've never been that overweight. But my face did change, and it looks suspiciously handsome. And I'm seeing that handsomeness. Every time I look in the mirror, I go like, what the heck is going on? It's a little much. Well, excuse me, but handsomeness, good looks, fitness, skinniness, I mean, my sides are gone, and then muscles? That's a tall order here. And like bodybuilding and programming, all efforts can't be fake. They just show results that can't be made up. Pretending to have confidence from having mastered programming has got to be freaking exhausting. It's not just pretending to know programming, but also pretending to be happy about it. That's, you just can't make that up. And both programmers and bodybuilders in this case would be able to quickly tell how a person got the results, whether they took shortcuts or not, and where they are going. And you know how it is in life. Ultimately, the person who does the pretending becomes the fool. shortcuts in bodybuilding, I am convinced they absolutely kill. Shortcuts in programming lead absolutely nowhere. It is a very delicate art. Use labels to navigate, to measure how far you will travel, how wonderful and fantastic your arrival is going to be. Set your aims and prepare to travel for decades. And then stand your ground. Stand in your arena. Learn. Search for wisdom. Explore. Wisely evaluating the results of every effort you make. And remember, the more experienced you are, the faster you learn. What will take a young person 10 years, you will master in 6 months. Oh yes, no joke. And guess what? The larger you are, the longer you have been bodybuilding. You just need to figure out the exercise and lose the fat. Uncover the muscles that you already have. Results. Results, results is where everything is at. That's where all the wisdom is. That is where all the good stuff is.